In today's first reading, we learn that our Lord does not wish the death of the sinner, but that he repent. And so we are also reminded that in this life, we really have only two things in the end, death and the headstone that marks where the body that was once united to our soul lies in the grave. And so our Lord in today's gospel calls us to true repentance. He calls us to exercise charity on a supernatural level, on a level that is often impossible for human beings to do, to forgive, as it were, their brothers when they have offended them. And so we see very clearly that to exercise this virtue, we are dependent upon Christ in his grace. And so he calls us to truly be virtuous. Indeed, he says it quite frankly, that unless our righteousness surpasses the scribes and the Pharisees, we will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so in this day and age of self-help and self-help programs, it is often good for us to reflect that it is not a 12-step program nor a 20-step program that can deliver us from our sins, but it is the mercy of God. It is not a $100,000 check or $1 million check that can buy the latest medical advancements in order to put off the ravages on our flesh, especially if we have lived a sinful life. It is something much more precious and much more valuable, and yet its cost to the human person is nothing in one sense and everything in the other sense, for its cost is purchased merely by the virtue of humility. When we admit ourselves to be sinners, and that no matter how those sins have affected us, we cannot overcome them unless we turn to the grace of Jesus Christ and his help and his aid. And so we must always reflect that it is not man who makes truth great, but it is truth who makes man great, because truth is the incarnate Word of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, come to us in the flesh, come to us as a man to show us how to live a manly life, but more importantly, to give us the grace in order that we may be elevated from our sinful selves into the very life of the Son of God himself, living truly, truly authentic human lives. And so let us always remember that our Lord and his most holy mother are the models and examples that we must always and everywhere constantly strive for they and they alone show us the way of true human living, of true human life, and how the human heart, especially in the Mother of God, can be elevated to such heights that it is almost impossible for us to believe. And yet, while things are always and everywhere impossible for us, nothing is impossible with God. And so let us always not depend on the self-help programs of our modern day and age, not to depend on the programs in the 12 steps or the 20 steps or the 40 steps, but let us always remember to rely on that program that is most effective, the bending of our knee in humility, admitting ourselves to be sinners and helpless to overcome our sinful inclinations and the effects the sins we have committed when they wear very much on the flesh. But let us always remember that Jesus Christ can deliver us, and if in the end the only thing we possess is our death and the headstone that marks where our body is buried, if we have persevered in virtue, if we have been dependent upon Jesus Christ, then our soul is in heaven, and in the end, that body that is buried now in the dirt will be reunited in a glorious fashion to praise its good God together with all the angels and the saints for all eternity.